your name on high.
Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we want to start a unique series of teachings which I will continue later. In these teachings, we will apply the gospel of the kingdom to the dark-skinned peoples of the world, otherwise called black people. You know, in the Bible, the Greek word that is mostly translated nations and Gentiles in the New Testament is the word ethnos. This word ethnos referred to a group of people, irrespective of geopolitical boundaries, who have similar lifestyles and therefore similar circumstances. Now, to each of these, what our dearest Jesus referred to as the gospel of the kingdom can be applied to address their peculiar needs as a group. The reason is to afford all people groups in their peculiar uniquenesses the opportunity to witness God's royalty, rule, and realm, both in their spiritual and secular lives before Jesus Christ comes again. You know, the Lord Jesus tied the end of this age to the revival of a message, and he referred to this message as the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 24 verse 14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Unquote. You know, our dear Jesus spoke about the kingdom both before and after his resurrection. This was his supreme reason for coming on earth, and he prosecuted it perfectly. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. Our Lord inferred, however, that in spite of his extensive preaching of the kingdom, it was going to die down to be revived later as a sign of the end. Beloved, the Apostle Paul also hinted of this decline of the kingdom message of Jesus that he also preached, and which he referred to as the whole counsel of God and the gospel of the grace of God in Acts chapter 20, verse 24 to 30. So the preaching of the kingdom is the preaching of the grace of God and is the whole counsel of God to humanity. Thus, after giving us God's whole counsel, then the end can legitimately and justifiably come. The surest sign of the end of this age is therefore not a bad event, a natural catastrophe, or increased sinfulness, but the re-preaching of what Jesus Christ preached. That is a restoration of the gospel of the kingdom to people groups. And this message of the kingdom is often revealed to people who seek it. It is because as a treasure, it is hidden from common sight. Proverbs 25:2. You know, God is so sincere that he cannot give you what you do not want. Neither does he force his goodwill on anybody. So in his dealings with mankind, God usually reveals a little to you as a teaser. And when you are interested and you follow on to know, he will increase his light on a subject to you. Now let's talk about preparing for the kingdom future. Beloved, before a king shows up anywhere, preparations are made to receive him. Therefore, the renewed preaching of the kingdom is a sign of the end, probably because by it, mankind will be prepared for the first full kingdom age, referred to as the millennium rule of the Lord Jesus on earth. In other words, before our dearest Jesus comes again, there is going to be a revelation and an accepting of God as king over peoples and nations through the gospel of the kingdom. Yes, God will show up as Lord or owner of all things, who does what he likes with his own. He will show royal favor to various people groups as he rises in his full element as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This will be a foretaste of the physical presence of Jesus on earth as the ruler of this physical earth. But before this, even earthly kings or presidents, kingdoms or nations will assert themselves one against the other, because first the natural, then the spiritual. So my friend, God is about to shake the status quo. He is about to immobilize the powers of ruling entities and prove to all living beings and living circumstances that the Most High super rules in the kingdom of men. This will be the prelude or preparation for Jesus' millennium rule. Beloved, among what God will do, he will shift rulership in the family of humans so that all of mankind will always remember that it is only his kingdom that endures forever. Daniel chapter 4 verse 17b and then verse 25b. So international powers will not always remain like that. Yes, our God is about to restore his kingdom or rule to all people groups. So none, including the nation of dark-skinned people or black people, should exclude themselves from this great future. And this is the purpose of this broadcast. And let's talk about the gospel to people groups. Beloved, the good news of the kingdom is to be presented on both individual and group basis, as Jesus did mainly to the Jews in his 3.5-year ministry. But this time round, by the all-embracing reach of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent for his kingdomization assignment, Jesus specified that the kingdom message will be directed to all nations. The reason is for all humans being, irrespective of geography, to witness or taste the powers of the world to come. Dear child of God, nations are not just geographical land territories, but people groups as well. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 and Genesis chapter 25 verse 23 teaches us that. Actually, like I've said, the Greek word translated nations in Matthew 24 verse 14, which I earlier quoted in this presentation, is the word ethnos, which is spelled E-T-H-N-O-S, ethnos. This same word is mostly translated Gentiles in the New Testament. It is out of ethnos that the English word ethnic is derived. Now, ethnos refers to a group of people, irrespective of their political boundaries, who have similar lifestyles, habits, and therefore circumstances. The gospel of the kingdom is thus to be presented on group basis also. It is so that it addresses the specific common needs of people groups who have similar outlook on life, ways of doing things, and habits. And it is aimed at affording all people groups in general to be witnesses of God's kingdom or rule, both in their spiritual and secular lives, before Jesus Christ comes again. Matthew 24 verse 14. The devil knows this, and so he deals with people groups by deceiving them en masse. Revelations 20 verse 3 and then verse 8, also Isaiah 14 verse 12 teaches us this. You know, Satan has a Mimshak anointing. I call it Mimshak anointing. Mimshak is a Hebrew word that is spelled M-I-M-S-H-A-C-H. Mimshak. Satan has a Mimshak anointing that enables him to cover people as a group. Ezekiel 28 verse 14. That is why you should not shy away from taking charge of people, groups, and block, apart from dealing with individuals. Now, Jesus Christ has a Mimshak anointing, the original Mimshak anointing. Our Lord Jesus said his purpose was to preach the kingdom of God to cities, that is, to people groups, not just in cities, that is, to individuals in it. Luke chapter 4, verse 43 says, and I quote, "But he," that is Jesus, "said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent," unquote. So there are things recorded in the Synoptic Gospels that Jesus directly meant for the Jews as a people group. These scriptures have directly little or nothing to do with Gentiles or non-Jews. Examples are in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44, where Jesus Christ wept over the city of Jerusalem, and also Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, and chapter 21, verse 33 to 43, where Jesus Christ ministered to the Jewish people as a people group. These scriptures I've just given are examples of ministering to cities or people groups and block. You know, apart from coming on earth to save all mankind, Jesus had to exclusively present the kingdom of God to the Jewish people sometimes. He longed to cover them with his Mimshak or covering anointing as a hen does to its young. Matthew 23 verse 37. Now for a brief moment, let's talk about the kingdom of God and tie it all in. The kingdom of God, technically, is God's royalty, rule, and realm, which is characterized by some 12 things, namely peace, purity, power, prosperity, preservation, possibilities, potential, passion, God's presence, his purpose, his praise, and persecutions on this earth. Beloved, anywhere that God is ruling, these 12 components of the kingdom must be there, else the rule of God there is not as it should be. So please understand that God's word is to be applied to specific people, as was done by the major writers of the Bible, like Apostle Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, he focused the gospel to a particular people group. And also to Apostle Paul did the same thing in Galatians 1, 2, where he focused the gospel of grace or the gospel of the kingdom to a specific people group. And also the apostle and prophet John did the same thing in Revelations chapter 2 verse 1. You know, most of our written scriptures were to particular people groups and by extension to all peoples of the earth. Now, this is the style of this presentation. It's going to be specific to the dark-skinned peoples of the earth and by extension to all mankind. Beloved, over the years, believers have shied away from ministering directly to dark-skinned people as a group. this has not really helped us so far. I believe the time has come to change our style of ministry and speak to dark-skinned people in a way that will lift them up as a people group. You know what? I believe that general ministry is good. It is trouble-free. It is accepted by all, and it yields results. On the other hand, specific ministry is mostly uncomfortable, but more effective as it speaks to specific issues. So the more specific you are in spiritual ministry, the more evil spirits are identified and made to yield their hold on people groups. Luke chapter 8, verse 28 to 38 teaches us that. This is why prophetic teachings are powerful, because they are specific to situations. They focus the sword of the Spirit on specific sinister spirits whose status or whose snare is cut to shreds by the word of the kingdom.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let's talk about the mission of Jesus. Beloved, our dearest Jesus came on earth to do two main things: to redeem mankind and to restore mankind. Redemption means to buy back. It is an initial work and involves the gospel of salvation. Restoration means to put back. It is the ultimate work of Jesus and involves the gospel of the kingdom. In other words, redemption is a sub-setup of the bigger setup of God for mankind called restoration. This is why Jesus will not come back on earth physically until his ultimate purpose of restoration of all things that were spoken by prophets since the beginning of the world is fulfilled. Acts chapter 3, verse 21. It is also why the one surest sign of the end of this age is the presentation of the gospel of the kingdom, not just on individual basis, but on group basis, for the restoration of all people groups to their rightful places and purposes in the human family. Now, let's focus on the restoration of black people or the dark-skinned peoples of the world. When their restoration, the restoration of the dark-skinned people group occurs, then every people group, no matter how you choose to group them, can witness or experience the rule of God or what God has for them in their peculiarities or uniqueness as a group. You know, people can be grouped on various bases, such as by age, profession, gender, etc. The most important thing in grouping people for ministry is that there should be something unique or common to them that will need to be ministered to. So, beloved, only the purpose of temporarily ministering to people groups about God's kingdom will warrant their being grouped on that basis. Now, the uniqueness of dark-skinned people cannot be overemphasized. You know, every human being is unique. However, most uniqueness is hidden and requires close examination to see. Examples are fingerprints, tongue prints, and DNA of humans. However, the general uniqueness of dark-skinned people among men is so obvious that you can see it without a close examination. It is because they abound in melanin, a substance that makes them dark from head to toe. There is actually one color among all mankind, which is melanin or brown, but different shades of it. Now, when the world uses the word black people to describe dark-skinned people, they generally refer to a range of shades from jet black-skinned people to the half-castes or red-colored. So in this broadcast, in the series of broadcasts I will be doing, I will stick to this way of describing the world's minority dark-skinned people group by the peoples of the world. You know, I want to prop up the wrong language of the world in order to confound it with the Word of God. This way, the right understanding that all mankind are one race and of one color but with different shades will be appreciated and embraced. For this purpose, therefore, the use of the word black people in this presentation need not be derogatory to you at all. You know, sometimes we prop up something in order to cut it down properly. That is my strategy in using the phrase black people to describe dark-skinned peoples of this world. And you must understand that the first parents of all mankind, Adam, belonged to this dark-skinned group that are wrongly called black people by the world. Of course, I'm not saying that Adam was jet black, but he certainly was not light-skinned as we are sometimes made to believe. You know, the Hebrew word for blood is dam, D-A-M, dam. And so Adam means red-faced or ruddy, a color that leans towards what the world referred to as black than what the world regard as white. So the name Adam is actually skin pigmentation based. In other words, in the First Kingdom era, and whilst in perfection, God called the first man by his skin color. There was nothing offensive about that. So, it should not be to you in this broadcast. And as we have noted, the Bible actually reveals that God made all mankind out of one parent, Adam, Acts chapter 17, verse 26 to 30. Beloved, science also confirms that whereas you cannot get any shade from white, you can get all shades, including white, from melanin, which is brown in color. That explains why dark-skinned people can give birth to an albino child. Melanin is therefore the parent color or the color of fruitfulness. And all humans, irrespective of skin color, came out of the dark-skinned man, Adam. So the dark-skinned people group can, in a sense, be said to be the parents of all mankind. Now, as a parent group, dark-skinned people should therefore take responsibility for the rest of humanity. Yes, they should acknowledge the leadership role among men that naturally falls to them, not by usurpation, but by nature. So behaving maturely in the family of humans is to be the hallmark of dark-skinned people everywhere. You know, as a parent, you need not compete with your children or trouble them. Rather, you should bless and correct them without being negatively influenced by them. That is what dark-skinned people would be restored to in this end time by the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to proceed by understanding that black is of God. You know, some people are so spiritual that they deny the peculiarity of their skin shade. These are spiritual people, which is good, but actually they are not biblical. I think to deny your skin shade is not being honest, and most dishonest people have something to hide. My question therefore is, why are you so strong about not seeing color? If you know and accept that all shades of melanin, including black, is from God. You know, out of the seven continents in our world, God made only one the original home of all dark-skinned people. In other words, six out of seven continents on earth are the original homes of the light-skinned people group. Does that not make dark-skinned people extra unique on the face of the earth? Beloved, everything that God does is for preordained purpose. If you do not understand it, you may gloss over it. You may take it for granted. You may take it as something you can overlook. But I want you to understand that our Heavenly Father perfectly made a small group of people in this world dark in complexion for a unique purpose. Now, whether you are light-skinned or dark-skinned, you do not have to deny this obvious uniqueness of blackness in the family of humans. So you need to understand blackness from the Bible, from God's perspective. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that rather as a dark-skinned person, you need to have a biblical understanding of your dark skin and function proudly in it, because it holds the key to your contribution to God's purposes for all mankind. I will say it again. Your dark skin, which is small, which is unique, holds the key to your contribution to God's purposes for all mankind. It holds the key. So let's talk about keys and locks. You know, the thing about a key is its uniqueness and its smallness. Every key is unique, and every unique thing is a key. Small and insignificant as it may be in your broad view of mankind. And a key is for only one thing. For only one thing: to legitimately open impregnable doors to new things and new horizons. In other words, a key is for the birth. B-I-R-T-H. It is for the birth and introduction of new paradigms and systems. Beloved, good things can either be legitimately bettered or brought forth, or illegitimately brought forth. If they are legitimately released, oh, what a blessing they are. If not, although it is a good thing, it does not really bless as it should. We will end it here today. I will continue with you to look at the subject of the application of the gospel of Jesus' kingdom to the dark-skinned peoples of this world. God bless you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.